broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Hello out there. Welcome back to From Boots to Biz Radio. We are indeed advocates for small business ownership among military veterans, military spouses, and first responders. I'm joined, as always, by my producer and caddy and wingman, I should say, Kevin Finn. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. The world is good. It's a nice day out. It's been a beautiful summer. So
yeah, it's a beautiful day out there. It's really great. Well, I always say this, Kevin, but I'm truly excited about the show today because we've got a great concept that's very, very veteran-friendly. We have Grounds Guys with us today. And we have Pat Hyland, who's VP of Franchise Development for Grounds Guys, and in the calling in from Waco. Pat, say hi quickly, please.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. And across the table, we have a franchise owner in the greater Atlanta area, Garrison Spearman. Garrison, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. We're happy to be here.
Absolutely. And Garrison is not only a franchise owner, but he is an Army veteran. So, you know, we're hitting all the bases today. Fantastic. Pat, just before we came on, I was showing Garrison, a friend of mine this morning gave me an issue of Marine Times, and I'm guessing it probably, you know, was pretty much across the Army Times, Air Force Times, Navy Times as well. But there's an article in there. This was from back in May, a full-page article about Be Your Own Boss, talking about franchises, and Grounds Guys is listed in their top 10. So, you know, that's a tremendous plus mark on your side, and I'm real pleased to see it. I don't know if you guys had seen that or not.
I have not, but thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Pat, I think probably lead off with you and tell us about Grounds Guys. What is the business model, and just what is Grounds Guys?
Grounds Guys is part of a group of home service franchise brands of the Dwyer Group. Actually, Dwyer Group has been around for over 30-some years. We actually have seven different brands, the Grounds Guys being one of them. You might have heard some of the other ones, Mr. Reuter Plumbing, the Glass Doctor, Mr. Electric, Mr. Appliance, AeroServe Heating and Air Conditioning, and Rainbow Restoration. And we have about 1,600 independent business owners with all seven brands combined. And combined, most years our guys will do somewhere around $800 million in business. And the Grounds Guys is the most recent franchise that the Dwyer Group has brought on. We're actually working on our third full year here. It is a landscape management franchise. And even though it's been, you know, here we're just working on our third full year here in 2013, The company's actually been around up in Canada for 25 years prior to that.
Ah.
It started from a family of 10 brothers, actually, that started the business 25 years ago. And they built it to 25 locations throughout Canada and had incredible success with the processes and systems, Bill, that Dina Dwyer, our CEO, had an opportunity to meet them when she was the chairwoman of the IFA. And they realized that their culture was very similar to the Grounds Guys in the Dwyer Group. So they struck a deal, brought them here to the United States, and to this day, it has been the fastest launch and most successful launch the Dwyer Group has recognized. At the end of our third full year here, we will have awarded over 150 new franchises, and 23% of them to veteran-owned business owners.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear that that statistic. That's good. Well, you know, that gives us a pretty good picture. You know, Garrison, I'm going to, you know, draw you in here. Give us a little bit about your background. You know, how long did you serve, and what did you do, and what drew you to Grounds Guys?
Well, I was in the Army for 3 years. I was a scout with a 1-7 Cav up at Fort Hood.
Okay, first of the 7th?
Yeah. First of the 7th, yes, sir. Custer's Own.
Gary Owen, yeah.
That's right. and, I've always enjoyed landscaping. I've always liked to get out there and cut the grass and do those things. And I knew I wanted to own my own business. So as soon as I got out of the military, really about a year before I got out of the military, yeah. I started looking at what was the next step for myself and my wife. And we saw the grounds guys on Undercover Boss.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. So
that's the one where Dina Dwyer was in pearls and earrings, and she's cutting grass.
That's right.
That was pretty funny.
That's right. And so we filled out an application online with the grounds guys, or really just told them a little bit about us, had a call the next day. And about 6 months later, I guess we were awarded a franchise. So
wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Now, I really I admire the fact that you were looking a year out. That was that's very wise and great strategy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of guys will wait till the last second before, you know, to their ETS date, and then they'll start looking.
Yep.
And, you know, that's tough. There's going to be a lot of lag time. You're going to have a lot of downtime with no income coming in.
Yep.
And you need to it's smart to start looking about a year out what you're going to do for your future.
Well done. Well done. Well, how about, you know, both of you, I guess a question for both of you. How's the Grounds Guys model, you know, doing in today's economy?
Phenomenally. And I can okay. speak, you know, personally. Anybody can start a landscaping company.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. You need a truck and a lawnmower and you can go do it. But as you can tell, I'm not, you know, in here in holy shorts and a t-shirt and, you know,
that's
getting
right.
off the lawnmower. You know, the grounds guys give us that business model. They allow us to get out there and to sell and produce work, you know, that's going to bring income in for our business. And that, to me, you know, given the tools and given our franchise coordinators and our, you know, almost like a business coach, those things are huge. And I wouldn't be doing as well as I am today without the grounds guys, that's for sure.
Well done. Pat, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, Garrison, I think, is a great example of it. He comes from a background of understanding processes and systems.
Yep.
And Garrison latched onto that very quickly. And he just came in, and these were proven systems that have been developed over the years. And he didn't question them. He just started implementing and saw great success because of it. And, you know, Bill, a lot of business owners can make money in a good economy.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes good business owners with great business systems and skills to make money when an economy is challenged. And the grounds guys, as well as our other Dwyer Group brands, are in a space that are needed services. Good economy or bad,
yep.
If your landscape needs to be taken care of at a corporation, you got to get it done because otherwise they're going to get cited by the city. And so these are all needed services, and they're also repetitive. Which, you know, bodes very well because our franchisees get customers set up like Garrison does on 1 to 3 year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And they deal with the commercial and the higher end residential customers who are really looking to have a good job done. Like Garrison said, anybody can throw a lawnmower in the back of their truck and call himself as a landscape company, but very few can make an impact on a customer that turns them into a cheerleader customer that attracts much more business for them.
And that's the structure and the systems that Grounds Guys and Dwyer Group brings to the party.
Absolutely. So. And if I can kind of play off of Pat.
Yeah, sure.
You know, as coming from the military, you know, especially us enlisted guys, we're used to taking orders. And we're not giving orders with the Grounds Guys, but the steps we take, you know, I almost look at it as, okay, this is what I need to do and this is how I need to execute it.
Yep.
And I feel like the discipline you gain in the military
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the know-how to follow those steps has been instrumental to us as franchise owners, definitely.
Well, you touched on what I was going to bring up is the common qualities that maybe Grounds Guys finds in veterans, you know, discipline, initiative. Pat, you know, can you help me out? I can rattle them off, but what else?
Just as goal-orientated. You
yes,
know, somebody where they really have something that they're looking to accomplish. What we do is with the business owners, and Garrison's experienced this, is the first week during our training week,
mm-hmm.
we really set what a BHAG is. Their big, hairy, audacious goals, Bill. If that's 10, 15 years from now, what do they want their life to look like?
Yep.
What goals do they want to accomplish at that time from a personal level, a business level, a quality of life level?
Yep.
And what we do is if they can get that focus, we build a plan from, let's say, 15 years from now and backfill it every month to where we are today. And then we put the systems in place and the structure in place to accomplish that. So it's really having the vision, the drive, but also having the drive and vision is beneficial, but also being teachable. Because Garrison's surrounded mm-hmm. with an incredible amount of business coaches that he can access on a daily basis that helps him work through that plan. So, you know, understanding that there are systems, but also that there's people to support him and to reach out to. And, he's made himself very accessible to the coaches, and that's why he's seen quick success.
Excellent. So those coaches, they're still in the Army, they might have stripes on their sleeve or some bars on their collar. Is that right?
That's right. That's okay. Right.
But they're there to train and help you succeed, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, not only within our corporate office, you know, those guys are a huge help, but just having that network of other franchisees across the country as well. This morning I was able to call one of our franchisees in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and ask him how I need to do something.
Okay.
Which I think is very rare in this industry. I'm not going to go sit down at lunch with another landscaper and ask him how to do something. But the good thing is that we do want everyone to succeed.
Yep.
And that's within the entire Dwyer Group family. Just our culture is phenomenal, and we just we're built to succeed.
Well, Pat, you touched about the first week of training. Can you, Garrison can help out too. But tell us more. Tell our audience more about the training, that a new owner gets, ongoing past that.
Yeah, when a franchisee acquires a franchise and is awarded one here at the Dwyer Group, what we do is we do what's called phase one training, where we work with them on the phone and doing webinars, but also they watch videos and do online quizzes to kind of prepare them to come to Waco for the week of training. And so they'll work through that process, and then they'll arrive here in Waco, and the very first day is met with Dina Dwyer herself, leading off the training week with the Designing Your Life program, really kind of setting the pace of where do we want to go from here. Because everything that Dina sets up kind of falls into place after that to how do we accomplish those goals that Dina, helps people clearly define mm-hmm. in their personal and business lives. And then after that, the other executives come in, Mike Bidwell, president of the company, Robert Tummeyer, executive Mike's vice president, Mike Hawkins, vice president of franchise development, work in different aspects of the businesses, such as recruiting, operations, then we move into the marketing aspect of it. How do we go out there and attract the right customers? Because none of the Dwyer Group brands, especially the grounds guys, we are not a price competitor. We are a quality service competitor that you'll never see us out there marketing on price. Mm-hmm. It's how can we differentiate ourselves and do landscaping differently than it's ever been done before. So we attract the right customers. Then we work with them from the financial side of the business, and I touched on that a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. because we have to make sure the financial part of this works as well so that we're ultimately accomplishing the goals of the owners. And then, of course, you also have the technical side as well, where, as Garrison mentioned earlier, not only do we have a great resource here at the home office, but we have hundreds and hundreds of years of landscape experience that our franchisees can glean from each other by just picking up the phone or working on our chatter, which is where all of our – it's kind of like a Facebook for our franchisees where they can contact each other about specific, questions that they have. So it's a very action-packed week, and I think most people, when they come through training week, what we tell them is let it just wash over you because you're not going to absorb everything, but it's going to kind of prepare you to go back and start working on those things that you need to do next. But you've also experienced to some extent when you're at training week what you're going to experience 3 to 6 months to a year from now. And Garrison, I'm sure that you experienced that after coming from training week where it felt like you're drinking, from a fire hose where then you went out there and started to implement in the system.
Yeah, absolutely. You do. You learn a lot in training. And through that first week, there's a lot of information, a lot to process, and you know, a lot of it is just like a lot of things with life, whether it be school or, you know, training exercise, whatever you're doing. You know, it's up to you when you get back to implement yep. those steps and to go execute it. Absolutely.
So okay, so you got the drinking from the fire hose first week of training and a week or some several days in prep prior to that. But what about ongoing support after they come back? And I mean, we talked. You called a nearby franchise owner and all that. But there's got to be more to the program, more structure than that. I know.
There's a lot more. You want to take it, Pat, or?
No, you know what? I'll let you go ahead, Garrison.
Okay. Well, I've got a franchise coordinator, okay. and I talk to him, man, probably 10 times a week I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Wow. Whether it just be, hey, how you doing? What have you done? Have you gotten any more contracts this week? These are our goals. This is how we need to hit them. And once a month, we'll actually sit down with QuickBooks and with our budget, and we're going to review every single one of those budgets. Now we all have a goal and a number in mind that we want to hit as mm-hmm. far as our gross sales go for the year, and you know really and truly that keeps us on track because you know I can talk to my franchise coordinator who's going to say, you know, we need this many commercial accounts this month and this many residential accounts this month and this is where you're going to be 12 months from now, and it's phenomenal to look at those numbers and say, man, wow, you know. This is all I need to do, and this is how successful I can be. And it's hard work. I mean, you know, you got to sure. get out there and you got to sell. You know, Pat doesn't ever want to see me riding a lawnmower if he ever comes to Atlanta. Because, you know, as we were talking before the show, if I'm out there cutting grass, there's nobody producing
you're not
marketing.
Work. That's right.
And so that's kind of our job as our franchise owners is to get out there and make that work happen.
Very well.
And we also have ongoing training besides just the personal one-on-one coaching. Yep. We have regional meetings. This last week, we had a regional meeting up in Memphis, Tennessee, where people came from Alabama to Kentucky to Tennessee and all over the region, Illinois, Missouri, and they meet all the business owners, and they really dive into best business practices, and they meet for 2 days, and we've just completed another one up in Spokane, Washington, and so these happen throughout the year, but we also have our annual reunion where there's ongoing mm-hmm. business owner training. And the best way to kind of look at this, and Bill, you touched on this earlier, it's kind of like, you know, in the service when people are holding, you know, everybody accountable.
Yep.
It's kind of like a coach, a personal coach. And it's like on The Biggest Loser, the TV show where you have, I think the name is Jillian or Bob. They've got people that first week or that second week isn't always great. You know, and they're not really right. pleasant, and they're not necessarily thinking these people are their friends or that they're pulling for them because it hurts sometimes. And like Garrison said, it's work.
Sure.
But you fast forward. Who are the people that they're closest to later on? The ones that push them and help them, hold them accountable to help them accomplish their personal and financial goals. And that's really the coaches here. And I'm not saying it doesn't get to where people are you know, yelling back at them saying this really does hurt, but there's nothing wrong with a little bit of accountability when somebody shares their goals. That's a big part of, I think, that every individual needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem,
that's
right?
That's right. So, that's right.
I may have heard that somewhere. You mentioned Garrison mentioned QuickBooks, and I understand you have your accounting functions are pretty well online and set up for you. So, you know, not coming out, you were a scout, so you probably didn't have a lot of bookkeeping experience. But here you go, you walk into a business, now you're a business owner, and it's set up. All you got again, execute, right?
That's right. And you know, you go over a lot of those things in that week of training that we do in Waco. Granted, a lot of it is coming home and just really diving into it and learning it. You know, and we also have a lot of preferred vendors through the franchise that allow us to take advantage of a lot of really competitive rates as far as accounting and things like that go. Mm-hmm. And I actually just started using one of those firms. You know, they say if it's time or money, and I'd much rather, you know, pay somebody a little bit of money to do those books and do them right. But you do learn that while you're at training, and that's a really important part of running this business, because how you keep your books is really a reflection of how you're running your business.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing for us to have.
Well, you know, I think to many people that are transitioning out of the military or that have been out for a while and are looking at a franchise, and they're looking at something like a Grounds Guys, or, you know, that's a fairly common service. And, you know, and like you said, you know, anybody can you know, get a pickup truck and throw a couple mowers in the back, and now you are one, right? But, you know, tell us, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, and for the audience out there that's going to be listening, you know, that getting established, that gaining market share, how do you get started?
You know, the biggest thing for me, and I think I talked to you about this yesterday, Pat, when we talked, you know, we're branded and we're logoed, and we are extremely professional in our appearance. Mm-hmm. You know, when I the first time I went on a sales call, and the first time I rolled up to somebody's house, you know, you would immediately look at my truck and trailer and things like that and think that this guy's got, you know, 15 crews working for him. And, you know, and that really does help. And that builds confidence. And we have a system that we use. It's called GroundsNet, and it just allows us to measure a property, to plug in the number, and it gives us a price. So it kind of keeps us, you know, maybe not the cheapest, but it's going to be competitive. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be able to get in there and measure those jobs and price it competitively and take advantage of a very professional appearance.
Well, I think, we're living in a technology-driven world, and you demonstrate, that a landscaping business can take advantage of those tools. It's going to impress people as well. So I think, you know, you're going to demonstrate you're on the edge of you know, you're keeping up to date, and you're not, you know, jacking the truck, you know, and checking the truck, I guess, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Pulling up and looking for business. So that's well done. So, yeah, is there a time frame? I mean, people come back. You know, when do they start landing their first customers?
That's up to you when you get back. you know, and I say
well
that
said.
As I say that as you know, the best thing that I like, the most incredible thing to me as a business owner and as being a part of the Dwyer Group and the Grounds Guys, mm-hmm. is that I'm going to get out of it exactly what I put into it. So if I get home from training and I put my feet up on the desk and I wait for the phone to ring, it's probably not going to happen. but, you know, if I get out there the day I get back and I see 20 people a day, you know, I'm going to do well. Pat, what were you telling me yesterday, the number game there with 20 people a day?
Yeah, one of our largest Glass Doctor franchisee, he's been doing this for years. And the reason it was asked to him, why are you the largest of all the Glass Doctors? And he said, you know, when I started this from day one, from nothing, my goal was to go out there and meet 20 new people every day and introduce them to the Glass Doctor. And today, to this day, he still goes out and does it. And so there's customers out there today, Bill, are looking for – I mean, think of contractors today. If you were going to call most contractors and you're going to call three contractors, what do you expect from a contractor in a lot of times today?
Well, the first thing, you're going to wonder if they're going to show up. You know?
Right.
And then you're going to wonder if they're giving you a fair price.
Sure.
And then is their crew going to work? You know, are they going to do the job you want them to do, right?
Right. And then so if you receive an experience that wasn't expected, that they showed up on time, they were very professional, and they did a job better than you had expected, what
then
happens?
Then you're going to start talking about them and referring your neighbors to them and all that. And absolutely, absolutely.
You got it. And that technology part of it kind of rolls right into it, as you had mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. because when Garrison's crews roll up to a property, there's a geofence set up around the commercial property or the home. And when they roll up, an automatic email gets sent to that facility manager to let them know that they're on the property.
Hmm.
And then they have the systems. And we have a lot of acronyms, which a lot of service members like, because Garrison's experienced this from
makes
the
us
huddle
feel at home.
To
yeah.
the GC3s to the 5Ss to the land to all these different acronyms that make sure that the job's getting done correctly every single day, whether or not Garrison's on the job. But the technology side of it, is something that customers don't expect from a landscape management company. The Garrison's customers wouldn't probably have expected before he showed up and met with them that they were going to have their own website and login and portal to that where they could request additional services.
Outstanding.
And I'm just briefly touching on many of the technology components to this, but it makes our business owners different from everybody else out there. But also, ultimately, it makes Garrison a lot more efficient in what he does every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which adds to productivity and profitability. So,
Right. Absolutely.
So it's kind of the iceberg thing, right? What you see is not necessarily everything that's there. So gotta look deeper. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, going back to that communication aspect of it, you know, we're in the service industry as landscapers, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people in this industry forget that. I don't know if you ever tried to call a landscaper; they're tough to get a hold of.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times, they're not going to call you back. And one of our promises is that we have a 3-hour callback guarantee. So if you call my office number and I don't answer it, then I'm on a timer, and every 30 minutes that timer is going to go off until eventually somebody up, you know, higher than I want it to go is going to see that I haven't called somebody back, and they're going to call me and say, you know, hey, you need to call this person back. And you know, we really focus on customer service because we are in the service industry, mm-hmm. And that's so important to us to keep our customers happy and just go above and beyond and do what it takes to do the job right and just get those referrals.
Absolutely, and referrals are always the best way to go. I mean, every book you read, is quicker, cheaper, and more profitable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, we may have covered this. I mean, can you describe a typical day in the life? Maybe Garrison can do that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. When I first got back, I would get in my truck and I would just drive and look for people to get see and things like that. And you know, slowly, I guess just one of those lessons that you learn, you know, hey, I'm not being as productive as I need to be right now because I just spent 30 minutes in the truck looking for somebody to go see, and I've wasted gas, and I've wasted time, and I've wasted money. So on days where I know that I don't have to be on a job site, I wake up and I send emails, and I can measure properties, and you know, I can plan my day really and truly. Okay, I need to follow up with this person. I need to go see this guy, and that's another thing that the GroundsNet allows us to do. Is we're able to put those leads into our system, and it'll just set up automatic reminders for us to go follow up with that person. Because, you know, if you take a business card, sometimes you forget where you put it, or where you got it exactly. and so, typically, I'll wake up, start those emails, start measuring properties, get an idea of who I need to go see, and I'll go see those people. And I just, you know, my goal every day is my goal every week is, you know, I want 6 contracts a week. That's what I want to do. And so I kind of plan my day according to that.
And rumor has it you just landed a pretty good commercial contract, right?
Yeah, I did. I was fortunate. Yeah, somebody that I'm either gonna see somebody until they kick me out or tell me, hey, you know, get out of here. We don't want to see you anymore ever again. And you know, you really do need to be persistent. We were very, very blessed to land that one this week. We're excited about it.
Congratulations,
yes, sir.
Thank you. Good work. Good work. Well, what about long term? Now, you said, you know, going back to before you got out of the service, that you started planning, started looking, you wanted to work for yourself. Okay,
yep.
That's a big decision, and that's a good one. But can you build equity in this business? I know they've only been a part of the Dwyer Group for 3 years, but, you know, what about the folks that have been up in Canada and other examples? You know?
I mean, you know, the success that you can have in this business is unbelievable. The things that you can do, really, really and truly, it really does go beyond your wildest dreams. Pat, if you want to answer that in a more technical way,
yeah.
I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, Bill,
sure.
I've been working with business owners for over 20 years now.
Yep.
And one of the things that I've always heard is, you know, if I've asked a business owner if they left their business for a 3 to 6 month vacation and they came back, what would it look like when they came back? You know, most business owners tell me it would be severely hurt or gone out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're talking about equity within a business, you know, it's really based upon building a business that's based on systems and not the business owner.
Right.
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 So that when they come back, that business is not only doing well, it continues to grow. That's a much, you know, different component, you know, level of equity within a business when, you know, a lot of business owners out there, if they replace themselves with a new business owner, they're just replacing their salary. And there's not much equity. They're just more or less getting a job. So we see that a business should help you accomplish five things here at the Dwyer Group, Bill. The first thing, it should provide a business owner the income that they need for their family to pay for the things that they do, from paying the mortgage to paying for college to, you know, accomplishing the travel goals that they have. To the second thing is really providing the lifestyle that they want to live. You know, where do they go? What do they want to have? How many hours a week do they want to work? To the third thing is really that wealth creation. And wealth is different than income. The business should provide other sources of wealth creation, of income-producing assets for these owners, whether that's going out there and acquiring additional real estate or additional businesses to grow.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth thing is really the equity within a business, as you had mentioned. So is it you know, positioned to sell for maximum dollars when they're ready to sell their business? And the last thing is really just debt elimination, which is to eliminate, you know, personal and business debt. So from income, lifestyle, wealth, equity, and debt elimination, that's what we see all of our brands, you know, should help a business owner accomplish as they go, you know, build their business.
Those are, I know there's, I've read the book, but that Dina Dwyer, well, hands out anyway. Does that come into play? I mean, do you at what point do they get a copy of that book? I think
of Live Rich, when they come to Waco, we give everybody a copy. And really, Bill, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's where it starts with the Dwyer Group.
Yeah.
And that's where it starts actually with the grounds guys, is the culture.
Yep.
We are really looking for the right fits. We understand at the Dwyer Group that we're not the right fit for everybody and not everybody's the right fit for us. But the one thing culturally that I've loved as I've been working with the Dwyer Group for these years is that our objective is to help business owners and point them in the right direction, whether that's with one of the Dwyer Group brands or it's in a different direction. We take a very consultative approach in working with business owners because all business owners' goals are different and what they're looking to accomplish. Some of them can be very similar, but a lot of them have specific goals and what they have to have somewhat of a passion in what they want to do as well. So we really work with business owners to find out what that is. And if we become a good fit for one another culturally, as well as make sense from a business standpoint, you know, we don't have to fight it. It just happens. And if not, we don't have to fight that either. But the nice thing is, you know, there's other areas that we can point them in a direction that might be better suited for them. So, and when it comes specifically to the grounds guys, when he had mentioned culture, Bill, Garrison knows this because he does it in his huddle every morning. We recite our culture of care every morning. And if you don't mind, this is not corny anymore. Once you're a grounds guys owner, you know how powerful it is when you create a culture in your organization. But we show that we care by putting the needs of our customers first, by always having a positive and helpful attitude, by treating everyone and everything with respect, and by living our code of values, we enjoy life in the process.
Absolutely.
We live that code out, not only here on campus, but our business owners like Garrison are able to take that and invest into their employees to help them accomplish their goals. And then what happens is they become the preferred company in their community and their industry that people want to work for as well as do business with.
That I love that attitude about the Dwyer Group and that whole culture. I just had a conversation with a gentleman this morning coming out of the banking industry, you know, and one of his greatest disappointments, he'd been in the banking industry for 25, you know, almost 30 years, and his big disappointment was how the culture had changed, you know, and so he was beginning to think about franchises and different concepts. And I said, you need to think about, as you begin to look at franchises, at the people you meet and talk to as long-term, you know, business partners, because that's how they're looking at you. You know, and are these the kind of people you want to be in partnership with for the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's, that, I love working with the Dwyer Group. So enough of the commercials. So how about, now you said you've had rapid growth. Are there any part of the country that, where you don't have availability for ownership, or is there a part of the country that maybe you want to especially concentrate on?
You know, Bill, we are looking for just great people in all parts of the country.
Okay.
What we found with even when we have multiple franchisees within a territory, it creates incredible amount of synergies, because they work so well together, and not only is it helping that brand, you know, their own specific brand, but they also are networking with the other six brands in that market as well.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a operation synergy to where our franchisees, after, let's say, Mr. Reuter, one of their customers goes out and gets service done, they get a follow-up phone call, just making sure that they're happy with it, but also saying, oh, by the way, did you know that we have a Grounds Guys Landscape Management Company in your area, or a Mr. Electric? Would either of those be of interest? And a lot of times, you know, the synergy provides a lot of additional business and benefits for our owners. So, you know, if we're just looking at the different markets, we've got availability, even though we've got 130 franchisees that we've awarded to this time, to this date, and we'll be well over 150 by the end of this year. We've got a lot of market availability still in the area.
Great. Great. Oh, I like to hear that. So, okay. How about, you know, the big question, investment. Can you talk about, please tell us about the franchise fee and startup costs?
Sure. Garrison, want me to go with that?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you know, before you go and tell them exactly what's right. You know, there's it's different for everybody, and
right.
Your franchise fee is based off of your population, mm-hmm. with your franchise. But Pat, I'll let you take that one definitely.
Well, and then Garrison, I'd like you to follow up with what you've experienced, because we can say on average most of our business owners are coming out of pocket, Bill, you know, $15,000 to $25,000 to $30,000 to
okay.
get up and running, and that's for their down payment for their franchise and/or maybe for their equipment and trucks and trailers. If somebody was going to come in and buy all the trucks, trailers, equipment, pay the franchise in full, you're going to need, you know, $80,000 to $100,000
okay.
to pay cash, and then of course you're going to want to have some money for the first 6 months to cover your bills that you would have to pay for your personal expenses.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is most business owners anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 to $35,000 that they're coming out of pocket to get up and running, and then you know, and then have another additional, let's say, $25,000 to $50,000 of operating capital sitting there in the bank so that they're able to grow their business. So, and we have finance partners that we work with all the time that provide operating capital, as well as the Dwyer Group even finances the franchise fee in-house. So, and as Garrison said, it is based on population. It's a minimum of 100,000 population unless you're in a rural territory, but it's a minimum of 100. And most franchisees we see have an average of 150,000 to 250,000 population that they work in, because our franchisees work on creating very, very tight routes that are mm-hmm. very efficient to mm-hmm. increase their profitability.
Keep the crews.
So, Garrison,
up.
How does that line up with what you've experienced so far?
Oh man, you know, coming in, it was huge to have, you know. You know, is before you become a Grounds Guys, you're working with a Sure Start coordinator, and he's putting you in the right place with the right people to get the funding that you're going to need.
Okay,
and that was a big deal for Lindsay and I, is to you know, to have that that income there just in case we needed it.
Sure.
As we're starting out,
You also mentioned before we came on the air about the VetFran discount, which is a great advantage to military veterans and spouses, et cetera.
Huge advantage, yeah.
Because you can.
Yeah, our veterans at the Dwyer Group, VetFran was started by Don Dwyer back in 1991 to help veterans that were coming back from the first Gulf War get started in a business. And he created the VetFriend program to provide a 25% discount to our veterans, as well as you had mentioned first responders earlier, Bill, as well.
I did, yes.
We have for public protectors, which is what we call for police and firemen who've been in the, you know, working for 2 years in either of those fields, we'll provide them a 20% discount.
That's, that's
so
good.
So, veterans are very, very near and dear to our hearts here at the Dwyer Group. As a matter of fact, we've got well over 250-plus veterans that have one of our franchise and taken advantage of the VetFran program.
And Ron, our president of the Grounds Guys, is himself a veteran.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm an Army veteran from West Point.
That's right.
Okay, okay. And I know the woman who heads up Mr. Reuter is also, she's a Marine, right?
Mary Thompson.
Yep.
She was heading IFA until she just stepped down this past year at the VetFran program at the International Franchise Association, who has since, really championed the VetFran program.
I think it's a great opportunity, and you can take that money and put it back into your business and help you get off to a faster start. So it's a fantastic opportunity. So,
and I want to mention that there's over 500 franchisors today, Bill.
Yeah,
participating in VetFran in one way or the other. So
yep.
It's not exclusive to the Dwyer Group. And so I applaud so many other franchisors who have just. They also see the same of our veterans as well as our public protectors and the value of what they've done for us and the sacrifices they've made.
Well, that's terrific. Well, let's two final questions for you. I guess is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to make sure we tell the audience? And is there one single important point you want the listeners to come away with from the broadcast?
I think the most important thing for anybody listening and that's interested in going into business for themselves and buying a franchise is really just to keep a positive attitude. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yep.
You can't get overwhelmed right when you start going because things are going to come at you. They're going to come at you fast, and you've got to handle them. But as long as you just stay persistent and you keep grinding, The possibilities are endless.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Pat, you want to add?
I would. Anybody that's considering going into a business, you don't necessarily need to have made a decision right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage you to get with a franchise consultant or somebody in the industry, whether it's even here at the Dwyer Group, that you can sit down and go through a qualification process of really what's important and really defining the goals you want to accomplish.
Yep.
Because if you can accomplish all of your personal and financial goals and your lifestyle goals by working for somebody else or doing something else, that might just make sense. But if you're not able, once you clarify, your goals, what you really want to do, if you're not going to be able to do that by doing what you're doing today, then a business may be the vehicle for you. And then it's to find out if the business is the vehicle for you, which one makes sense. And I know business consultants out there, Bill, like yourself and other people out there in the industry, will be happy to sit down and work with them and really help define and develop a criteria to help people evaluate the right franchise to make sure that it's the, they know when they see the right one. And that's what we do here at the Dwyer Group as well. And I'd encourage anybody to contact me personally if they'd ever want to go through an exercise to help them with that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's outstanding. No, that's absolutely great. Well, thanks. This has been a terrific show. Kevin's over here giving me the high five, and I think it's provided a lot of good information. So we will close by. First of all, let me thank both of you for being on the air today. Let me mind my manners. Pat, thanks for calling in, and Garrison, thanks for carving out time to come into the studio. It's been a big help to have you here. I think really made the show. But we close by saying, at Boots to Biz Radio, our mission is to serve the veteran entrepreneurs by providing information and guidance about the franchise industry and how to acquire the best possible business model for your personal future. Franchise ownership is not for everyone, but if you desire to learn about the various types of franchises and how to acquire the best one, then check out our podcast. Tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we'll talk to veterans in transition, veteran business owners, veterans in executive roles, veteran-friendly franchise companies, veteran support organizations, and others that share a passion for creating more veteran entrepreneurs. Recorded sessions are available 24/7 at frombootstobiz.businessradiox.com. That's frombootsbiz.businessradiox.com. I'm Bill Williams. I'm your host for From Boots to Biz. And until next week, carry on.